This Mix Sunday Morning podcast is presented by Robo Motors in Sylacauga, Alabama. Well known for quality pre-owned automobiles, RVs, boats, and motorcycles, and by Sylacauga Handicapped, the area's premier source of handicapped mobility and motoring equipment. Listen to the full show from 8 to 11 a.m. on Sundays on Mix 106.5, 98.3 HD2, Mix1065Radio.com, the Mix 106.5 mobile apps, and the Mix 106.5 skill on Amazon's Alexa-enabled smart speakers. This program is a product of Radio Alabama. Every week, we feature encouraging stories and have a great conversation with guests about their faith. This is Mix Sunday Morning for the week of July 2nd, 2023. I'm Greg Wyckoff. In the studio with us over Zoom, I am so blessed and honored this morning to have Mr. Terry Wayne. How are you doing, sir?
I am blessed, my friend. Thank you for having me on here today.
Well, I'm super excited about this interview. I've told everybody about it. You probably gained a bunch of Facebook followers because they want to know who is this wonderful man of God. So what better way to start this show off is to ask you the hardest question you can be asked. Who is Terry Wayne?
Well, the first thing I want to say is please excuse me for the mask. I hope that you can hear what I'm saying. And the people that follow me know why I wear the mask. It's because I've had all my teeth pulled out. That wasn't the plan. My plan was, I've never liked my teeth at all. I'm just being real. So I was going to get dentures. That was the thing. So I was like, do I want to get dentures? Am I old enough to get dentures? Blah, blah, blah. And then God works in mysterious ways. And somehow I tripped over my shoelaces. And it cracked two of my teeth right here. And when it cracked the two, it cracked all of them. They just went like dominoes. So I had to have every one of my teeth pulled.
Wow.
So it's been like almost 6 months I've been waiting with no teeth because I was thinking I could get, you know, like teeth immediately like everybody else. So you'll get them the next day or you'll get them that same day. Well, my dentist here in Franklin says it's better not to get teeth until everything has healed, because if you get teeth that day and then you'll be taking them out and cleaning them, it stops the healing from the gums.
Yes, sir.
So he said it's better to have no teeth at all. So here I am with no teeth at all. So please excuse me why I'm wearing a mask. That's why I'm wearing it. Terry Wayne is, I was born in Florida. I love the beach. And then me and my family, we moved to Alabama. My mother's a Church of God pastor. And our thing is around, I have a brother who is like 2 years older than me. And our thing is, if mama didn't get you, daddy was going to get you. Somebody's going to get you. But I was practically born on the pew. We went, I'm Pentecostal, so you know that song they always used to say, Church of God, Church of God, forever let us wear our hair up high, high, high. Run the aisle, jump the pew, shout the victory. C-H-U-R-C-H-O-F-G-O-D. So that was us. I was born on the pew. Every night was a revival. Every night. If we didn't have Wednesday night service, we had revival. So every night, 7 days a week, I was in church. And I've been like that my whole life. And I would not give anything for that foundation. Nothing.
Yes, sir.
If it wasn't for God and mom bringing me up in church and staying in church, reading the word and listening to the word, I would not be doing what I'm doing right now, because that's what instilled in me that I wanted to learn to shout what God whispered to me as a writer. And that's what I do when I write. I'm just shouting what God's whispering to me.
Well, I'll tell you what, we'll get into that part of your life in the next segment.
Okay.
All right. We've got Terry Wayne right here on Mix Sunday Morning. Welcome back to Mix Sunday Morning. In the studio with us over Zoom, Mr. Terry Wayne. Mr. Terry, we talked a little bit about growing up from Florida to Alabama. You ended up, and you mentioned Franklin just a while ago. If people don't know, Tennessee.
Yes, sir.
Because we're getting into a big life here. How'd you end up in Tennessee?
I signed my first publishing deal with Bill Gaither at 18. So I've been flying back and forth from Nashville to Virginia Beach, which is where I've lived for 31 years. And people would say, until you actually make the move to move here and believe in yourself for your career, we're not going to believe in you. And I was like, wow. So 10 years ago, I actually made the move and said, okay, God, I'm going to move to Nashville. And the thing is, Greg, that is so cool about that. God is so cool, because I told him, I said, look, and I don't know about y'all, but I talk to God just like I'm talking to a friend, because he is a friend.
Amen.
He's the dearest friend I've ever had, ever. And I'm like, Lord, this is the deal. You want me to go to Nashville? There's gatekeepers there that their main job, and it is, to keep me out, because there's already got their clique of writers, their clique of singers, their clique of friends, their clique of artists. And it's hard to get to those gates. One thing that God told me that changed my life, and I'm going to tell this to you and all your listeners, God told me, yes, they are gatekeepers, Terry, but I got all the keys.
Mm-hmm. Yes, sir.
I'm telling you what, there is no door that I can't get through, because I know that God has the key to it. So if it's not open, it's okay. I'm at least going to try it.
Well, you've written songs, as you said, for the Gaithers. And I grew up listening to the Gaithers. My dad, I remember putting the vinyl records on when we went to my grandparents' house. He would take them all in the car and we'd put them on their big stereo and we listened to the Gaithers.
You know what the crazy thing about that is? Again, God works in mysterious ways. Back then when I was writing, I guess, artists would record my songs and basically steal them. And I didn't know any different. They would record the songs, not pay royalties, not pay mechanicals, nothing. And I didn't know any different. One of my friends told me, Terry, those artists are supposed to pay you mechanical royalties for those songs. I'm like, what? How does that work? They said, well, there's people that handle your administration. You got to start a publishing company. So I started a publishing company, and they said that you need to get it to an administration. Well, one of the biggest of copyrights administration back then was Bill Gaither and Gaither Copyright. So I sent my CD to Bill Gaither to handle my administration. They handled Jaron Davis and all these people. So that's all I wanted. I didn't even think about anything else. And I remember I sent the song off, or the CD. There's probably 3 or 4 songs on there. And I got a call probably maybe a week later saying, Terry, we received your songs and we understand that you want us to handle your administration. So basically what they do is, when a group records your songs, like the Hoppers, they go through Gaither. They fill out all the paperwork. They do the mechanical. They do all that stuff. I don't have to do anything, because when it comes to that, I'm crazy. Or I used to be. I'm good at it now. So they said, we understand that you want us to handle your administration. And when they were talking to me, I heard the Lord say, it's above and beyond what you could think or imagine. It's not just the administration. So I'm thinking, I'm talking to this person with Gaither, and I'm hearing God at the same time. And I'm like, okay, God, okay. And then they tell me, this is what we want to do. Bill has listened to your songs. Apparently, whenever somebody sends songs into the Gaithers, Bill listens to them personally, or he did back then, because he never knows where that number one song is coming from. Mm-hmm. So he listened to the songs, and they said, Bill has listened to your songs personally. He is going to handle your administration for your publishing company, but, and it's never been done before, Greg, never. that I'm the first and I think the only, but God, not only do we want to handle your administration, but Bill wants to sign you personally to a songwriter's contract exclusively with him. Mm. Just out of the copyright, I had no idea.
That's
and
deep.
Then it's like the Holy Spirit said, I told you so. It's above and beyond what you could think or imagine. So that's how all that got started. I wanted to just to get my songs so people wouldn't, you know, steal them. So that's how the Nashville thing and all that stuff worked. And I've been flying back and forth to Nashville for probably 30 years. It's been crazy.
Well, I tell you what, when we come back, we're going to find out what you're doing today. Because God's still moving in your life. He's still opening doors.
And that, Amen. Absolutely.
Because that's the one thing I always say on this show, Mr. Terry. That's one of my, God still moves. He's never quit. He still moves. And it's been fun getting to know you. I appreciate all the text back and forth and getting to kind of know each other just a little bit. And, you know, like I always say, I'm the dirty dish towel in this seat. And, you know, this is the Lord's show. And I'm just honored to have you. And we'll come back and we'll talk about where Mr. Terry Wayne is right now, from the Gaithers at 18 years old to what you're doing today. Welcome back to Mix Sunday Morning. I'm Greg Wyckoff, your host, in the studio with us over Zoom, Mr. Terry Wayne. And Mr. Terry, I wish we could record everything we talk about off air and on air, but man, it is just, it's been a blessing to get to know you a little bit more in this show. And I said we would save this part of the interview for what you're doing now. We know where you started. We know where you kind of got your beginning into the music industry. And Lord just keeps opening doors. Even, I think, 2 weeks ago, he opened another door for you. So still moving.
Still moving. Amen. Absolutely. One thing that I will say is I thank God for America. And I thank God I'm a veteran. So that was another thing when I signed my contract with Bill is I was in the Navy. I was in the Chaplain's Corps. So I could not go anywhere. I was, you know, in Virginia Beach. I had an obligation. So I love the military. I thank God for freedom. I thank God for everybody that their service. So anybody out there that you've been in the military, thank you so much for your service. Thank you. Thank you.
God bless you for your service.
Now, as far as what I'm doing today, I got to go back probably 12 years ago. My mom, as I said, she's a Church of God pastor, or she was. She's retired now. And she always wanted me to write not just gospel music, but Southern gospel music. And since I grew up with the Gaithers, and the Hensons, oh my God, I am a Henson freak. I love, 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 love the Hensons. I used to love to write that riff that the Hensons, that's what they're known for. I used to love to do that. I remember I was talking to Ronnie Henson. I said, hey, when are we going to get together and write? I want to write a Henson song. He said, Terry, I am a Henson. I don't need to write a Henson song. I do it every day. I'm like, oh, Ronnie's a good man. He is a great writer. But I remember my mom said, always write gospel music, Terry. Always write gospel. I said, yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am. So I went to this prophetic conference. I don't know if you're familiar with the prophetic or not, or your listeners are, but the prophetic, basically, there was this prophet there, and he called me out. There's probably 12,000 people there, and he called me out, and he says, you're a songwriter. I said, yes, sir. He said, you write gospel music? I said, yes, sir. He said, God is taking the airwaves and he's also taking you. You are going to begin to write pop music, country music, jazz music, Christmas music, because you are a writer and you're called to write. And when he did that, it's like the place just went crazy. And I went out in the spirit. And when I came to, I'm like, what happened? Well, Up until that day, I had never, ever written anything, nothing but Southern gospel music. The next day after that prophetic conference, and I want to tell y'all this, encourage y'all, if God has given you a word, hold on to it. Even if it's tarrying, even if it looks like it's not going to happen, even if it looks like it's been on the shelf and there's dust collecting, I'm telling you, if you got a word from the Lord, it's going to come true. It's going to come true. That next day, I wrote my very first song, and it was a country song. It was a Rascal Flatts song. Long story short, that song went on to be placed on hold with Rascal Flatts, who I love, Rascal Flatts. It wasn't recorded by them, but it was on hold. So today, God has opened the door because, and my thing is, it's like I told you, Greg, God said, I've got all the keys. Mm-hmm. Well, if he's got all the keys, that means he's going to present you with doors. You don't know whether those doors are going to open or not until you get there, right? So a couple years ago now, I don't remember how it happened. But somebody called me and said, Terry, we need a pop song. I'm like, okay, what is pop? I had to actually look up pop music because all I've written is gospel and that one country song. So I looked it up online. I'm like, what is pop music? I would listen to some pop artists because I had no idea. I couldn't ask my mama because she's thinking I'm going to hell anyway without writing Southern gospel. So I looked it up and I began to write some pop stuff. Long story short, I sent it to a friend of mine who sent it off to one of the agents who's now my agent. And it got on Young and the Restless, the soap opera. So today, I actually write for Young and the Restless, the soap opera. Who would ever thought?
Man.
It's crazy.
That is crazy.
But God prophesied it. He gave me the word 12 years ago. You're going to write pop music. You're going to do it. So when it happened, I wasn't surprised. I wasn't surprised because God said it's going to happen. Whether it's right, whether it's wrong, I mean, people can say, you know, you're not writing gospel music. You're not. Only thing I know is, and I'm being real, to me, where I am in my life, it's not about religion. It's about relationship.
That's right.
It's about relationship. And I know my Father's voice. And the Bible says that you will know your Father's voice and no other voice will you listen to. My thing is, where I'm in life, if it ain't God, it ain't.
That's right.
It ain't. But when God opens that door, whether it's pop music, jazz music, he's got the key. So I'm going to be, okay, Lord, is this you? But yeah, so I write for Young and Restless now. And I have deadlines where they're like, we need a jazz song. Actually, I got with, I don't know if I should tell this or not, one of my dear, dear, dear friends, love her, is Reba Rambo.
Can I say breaking news?
Yeah, breaking news. Reba Rambo of the Rambos, who I love, 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 love. Of course, her mom is Dottie Rambo, one of the greatest songwriters ever. Reba's just like her, too. One of the greatest singers, greatest songwriters. I said, look, I got to tell you something. I need a pop song. Kind of jazz R&B for Young and Restless. She's like, what? She said, we're both going to hell. I said, remember what you always told me. And she has this writer's group that she does. And she always says, no matter what style it is of music that you write, a writer writes. They just do. And I said, you remember that? You remember you telling me that years ago, a writer writes? She said, yeah, but I didn't think it'd be used against me. So long story short, me and Reba got together and we wrote an R&B jazz song. And it looks like it's about to be played on Young and Restless.
That's awesome.
It's God. It's God. He said it would happen.
Well, I tell you what, Mr. Terry, we've got one more segment. We're going to come back and we're going to talk about something that we talked about before we even kicked off the show. We were talking off air. So we'll be back with Mr. Terry Wayne right here on Mix Sunday Morning. Welcome back to Mix Sunday Morning. In the studio with us over Zoom, Mr. Terry Wayne from Franklin, Tennessee. Is that correct?
Yes, sir,
it is. The big town of Franklin. Before we started the show, we were kind of chit-chatting back and forth, and I'll just put it out there. We were talking about dementia and Alzheimer's and how it affected our families. And you were telling me about a little project you directed, wrote, if you would like to share that with us.
Yes, sir. Another thing with music is everybody wants to be a supervisor, a music supervisor, or find a music supervisor to get your songs to. That's the go-to person now. It used to be a publisher or somebody, but now it's a music supervisor. And I was praying and God said, I'm calling you to be a music supervisor, Terry. I'm like, oh, Lord Jesus. So Alzheimer's and dementia is near and dear to my heart. I've lost so many family members to that horrible disease. And I've so many friends. I was just telling you, Greg, earlier that I have a very good friend who's our rental agent. And both our parents, mom and dad, have dementia. And every day she comes to us and she's crying. She's like, I need a rule book. I need something to go on that I can understand what's going to happen next. I don't know what to do, how to act. I've got a 4-year-old that keeps asking me and a 6-year-old that keeps asking me, why don't my grandmother know who I am? Mm-hmm. And it just breaks my heart. Well, I got with a friend of mine from the UK who is a screenwriter for Disney. We are producing a movie about Alzheimer's and dementia. Mm-hmm. And it's going to be called The Longest Goodbye. Mm. It's an animated movie because it's such a touchy subject. Everybody would be crying through the whole movie. So we had to come up with something that's, you know, I don't want to give it away, but basically it's all about memories. It's like my mom was just recently put into an assisted living. It broke my heart, absolutely broke my heart. But when I went to the assisted living, it's like God said, look over there. You wonder who that is? I'm like, yeah, I do. And the thing is, when you go into an assisted living or a nursing home, you never realize who those people were before they ever got there. It's like Barbara Walters. If she was in a nursing home, would you know who she is and what she's done? Mm-hmm. I want to tell the stories of all these people, who they are, what they did before, who they were before, that they have forgotten who they are. Mm-hmm. And when you forget who you are, you can't tell anybody about what you did. So these characters that I've created in my head, which is a scary place to be, I'm just saying. It's all about memories. And there's this one little girl. Her name is Gracie. She's the only one that can unlock these memories of all these people. And what happens is when she does, I won't tell you how, but it flashes back in time. Kind of like Let It Go with Disney. It's going to be a great movie, y'all. It's going to have a Disney type feel to it.
Now, when it's
kind of magical and special effects.
When does it come out?
Well, we're working on it now. So we're hoping that it's going to come out late 2024.
Okay.
Well, I've already talked to a lot of people. God's opening so many doors. I had dinner with somebody that I was talking about. We were talking about music. Long story short, he is the president of Lionsgate Films.
Wow.
I don't know if you're familiar with Lionsgate.
I do. Yes, sir.
They do all the TV shows and movies and stuff. Well, we just got to talking. It's just like the Lord said, tell him your story about Alzheimer's and dementia. We got to talking. His father-in-law just passed away from dementia. It's near and dear to his heart. And he loved the story. And if it works out, Lionsgate might actually be distributing the movie for us all over the world.
Wow. That is, like we talked about, God moves and he moves in mysterious ways. And he, when you're in the palm of his hand, like you said, there's no key that won't go to any door.
That's right.
That's just a really neat story. We'll be praying about that We'll be praying about the movie because I know that hits home. When I say hits home, that's a disease that hits the home. It hits the family. And thank you for wanting to get those stories told.
And I'm going to be giving a percentage back to Alzheimer's and Dementia Association. As a matter of fact, we're meeting with the spokesperson for each of those. And what's going to happen is they're going to come. We're still talking about it, but they're going to come out before the movie, talk about the disease, talk about what it can do, talk about the stages, because nobody knows what they are until you've experienced it.
Yes, sir.
And then when you're experiencing it, it's too late. Then you're just caught up with all these emotions. It's like, oh my God. So I want these people to talk about it. What's going on, how we can get involved, and then what's going to happen while they're talking. So I'll tell you, they're going to merge, for whatever that word is, into an animation character themselves while they're talking. So it's going to be live with them talking, and then we're going to merge them into an animation character.
That's going to be neat.
It's going to be cool.
Well, Mr. Terry, I have thoroughly enjoyed, and I know there's so much more. So we're going to have to get you back on the show.
Yes, sir.
Because I know there's so much more to share, and we'll see. I think in 2 weeks, the 24th, I believe, June 24th in Huntsville, which is not too far from you, not too far, I have 2 VIP tickets to see Petra.
Oh, wow.
And if my wife ditches out on me like I think she will, I'm going to give you a call. We might have to meet halfway in Huntsville, Tennessee, and go to the 50th anniversary show for Petra.
I would be honored.
All right.
I would be honored. Absolutely. I love Petra.
All right. Well, Mr. Terry, we'll be praying. We'll continue to pray for you, what the Lord's doing in your life through this this film that you're currently working on, and all the other things, because I told you earlier, you know, I feel like I could sit on a bench and run anybody off a bench with stories, but I think I've met the Lord's match in my life. and we're just going to have to get back together and share some more.
Be praying for me tomorrow. I actually go back to the dentist for my 7th month, whatever, checkup. And the biggest thing is there's 2 front teeth right here that they haven't been healing right, like all the other ones. And if they're healing right, they're going to make my appointment probably in August to actually get my teeth. If they are not healing right, we got to start all over again.
Well, we'll keep that in prayer.
So I can't start all over again.
Yes, sir.
I can't do it.
The Lord's got the key to that. Trust him.
Absolutely.
He's got the key to it. Trust him. Well, Mr. Terry, again, thank you for taking the time. It's been an honor and a blessing. Mr. Terry Wayne.
Thank you for having me on here today, Greg. It's been a pleasure.
It's mixed. Now it's time for one of the most favorite parts of the show for me, and I hope you enjoy it too. It's the Suit Up Ministry Minute by Dr. Jeff Springer.
This is a Suiting Up Minute with Jeff Springer. Every day this week, we'll be asking the question, are you a person that blesses or stresses those people around you? Are you the person that everybody is drawn to because you live in the blessings, or the one that everybody runs from because you are always stressing? With life's daily responsibilities, how can we as God's people ensure that we are blessing those that we come in contact with? The Bible says that if we are to be a blessing, we must encourage others. In 1 Thessalonians 5:11, Paul tells the people, therefore encourage one another to build up each other as you are already doing. Be an encourager. Help somebody you know or meet realize the plans God has for their lives. Who do you need to bless this week? Where can you be a blessing today? Man, get in the game. Get off the bench. Today is game day, and so is every day God gives you. So come on, man. Suit up. To follow the Suit Up movement, go to suitupministries.org for contact information.
I hope you enjoyed the show this week. I appreciate all the support. Thank you, Dickie Wright, Robo Motors, Silicaga Handicap, for being the sponsor of this show. And if you guys just think I just sit back and do the show, let me share something I sent to Disney this week over email. I got an email Tuesday, Wednesday, basically talking about the weekend coming up and the pride to watch. And I've had enough of it. And so I sent an email back. And this is what the email said. It said, I'm not a fan of Disney going totally left, and I may decide not to watch any more of my favorite Marvel movies because you celebrate a belief that is against biblical teachings. The mockery of this pride rainbow will be settled with God one day. The rainbow was his promise not to flood this earth anymore. But he said nothing about not raining down fire as he did with Sodom and Gomorrah. I wish you would take down the pride shows and leave Marvel as it was, a cinematic display that the whole family could watch. Now you have a show where the devil impregnates a woman. Shame on you. Mark me as far right, but I am just a God-fearing American who is disgusted with having this garbage pushed down my throat. Of course, I did not get a reply. Does it matter? I'm a drop in the bucket to him. Who cares? But I tell you what, we've all got to stand. We need to stand together. We need to get into a church, get into a church body, get into a movement of Christ. They're going after our kids. I'm not going to say the slogan I saw in a rally this week, what they were chanting. But I really hope they never come to my house and chant that about one of my kids. They're coming after the family. Who are they? They're the principalities, the darkness. And I hate to say it, they're far left people that think that everything is okay. And like I've said before, there's no okay in the Bible. You're either hot or you're cold. You're either going to heaven or you're going to hell. There's nothing in between. This movement of teaching our kids, my goodness, that they're not who God created them to be. That's Satan written all over it. And you can say, blah, my kid this, my kid that. It's not. You better stand up as a parent. That's what I'm telling you. That we have to stand up as parents. And the only thing confusing to your child should be what's for supper, not what they believe and not who they are, and that's a child of God. Thank you for listening. God bless you. If the Lord doesn't come back, I'll be back next week. I'm Greg Wyckoff, signing off for Mixed Sunday Morning.
Thanks for listening. If you like what you've heard, tell your friends and join us for the full show every Sunday morning from 8 to 11 on Mix 106.5, 98.3 HD2, Mix1065radio.com, the Mix 106.5 mobile apps, or the Mix 106.5 skill on Amazon's Alexa-enabled smart speakers. I'm Greg Wyckoff, and this program is a product of Radio Alabama.